This is 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. Every day is a great day for art here in Los Angeles, but art critic Hunter Droho Yoska Philp recently ventured to that other coast and has returned with some art tidbits. How are you, Hunter?
Hey, Lisa. How are you?
Welcome back. So John Baldessari at the Marion Goodman Gallery in New York. It sounds like a great show.
And one of the greatest galleries in New York, I have to say. And Baldessari, who's 83, continues to surprise me. These large works, movie scripts slash art, are exactly that. Little typewritten texts from scripts. Some of them he has written, some of them actually drawn from actual movie scripts. And they refer to art and the art market. And then he's combined them with enlarged and cropped details of old master paintings from the Stadel Museum in Frankfurt. You start thinking about market versus museum, commerce and connoisseurship.
Now, two of my favorite places in the world, MoMA and the Metropolitan Museum, have two of the best artists in the world, Matisse and Picasso. Tell us about those shows.
So Matisse Cutouts, the show of the year at the Museum of Modern Art. Everyone's raving about it, and with good reason, because you see them all the time in books or reproductions, but you don't get a sense of how the gouache is painted and the differential coloring and the very delicate way in which things are cut out and layered in these complicated arrangements. It's just superb. And then Leonard Lauder, the Estee Lauder honcho, right? He has for decades and decades been collecting cubism, and he has his collection of Picasso and Braque and Leger and Gris is on view at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and it is fantastic. And part of it is just realizing that this work was all collected really fairly recently, and even better, he's giving it all to the Met. But a show that relates to that, and a show I really enjoyed, is called Picasso and the Camera at Gagosian Gallery in Chelsea. And I was with a Picasso scholar who said she hadn't even seen many of the paintings in this show. It was done by John Richardson, the Picasso biographer, and he found all sorts of rare examples of paintings that related to photographs that are snapshots and formal portraits. And you see photographs that were taken by Picasso and of his very many women friends, as well as his male friends. And it's all arranged in a way that makes you feel as though you're kind of immersed in Picasso's life and his working process. It's terrific.
Now, shifting gears, up at the Guggenheim, there is a completely different exhibition.
That's right. The show is called Zero, Countdown to Tomorrow, 1950s, 1960s. And these were mostly German artists who started this in response to coming out of the Second World War and trying to redefine what art would be in this new era. And they found companions in Italy and Japan and other parts of Europe who were equally involved in this contemplation, remaking painting using different techniques. You can see why this group has become popular among younger artists, because they integrate elements of performance, they integrate light shows, they integrate the materials used in war machines and aeronautics. And it's fascinating for what it is, but also because it was a very large movement, and there has never been a show of this magnitude before. So that is an absolute must-see if you go to New York.
If you can't get to New York, or if you're planning a trip and want some guidance, you can read Hunter's text on our website, kcrw.com/arttalk, Met, MoMA, Guggenheim. I'm so homesick. Thank you, Hunter.
Thank you, Lisa.